Welcome back to JR Morning on a Tuesday, 760 WJR. And small businesses are feeling the pressure from every direction, rising fuel costs, ongoing labor shortages, and the daily challenge of keeping operations moving in an increasingly expensive economy. Now, for many owners, especially those in trades and delivery and service industries, every mile, every dollar now matters more than ever. So how are they adapting and what tools are helping them stay competitive? Joining us is Matt Atkinson. He is Executive Director, North American Sales and Operations for Ford Pro, to break down what he's seeing from America's small businesses and how the essential economy is evolving in real time. Matt, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Good morning to you.
When you talk to small business owners right now, from contractors to delivery fleets, what's the biggest pressure point you're hearing over and over again?
You know, it is... As you said, it is National Small Business Month, and you know, we are especially acute to what they're saying this month. But in our business, it is we are listening to them each and every day of the year. But what they tell us consistently is that, you know, in uncertain times, what they want most is consistency and transparency. And it's one of the biggest reasons why we wanted to launch our campaign that launched just last week, announcing employee pricing from our business to yours. So those small businesses who, by the way, choose more Ford trucks and vans than any other brand in the country, it gives them that consistency and peace of mind to get a discount on the thing that drives, you know, a portion of their costs, but also is so needed on how they run their business day in and day out.
Hey, Matt, Jason Rowe, thanks for being on with us this morning. You know, I love Small Business Month, and I think it's a great opportunity to highlight not only what small businesses do for our communities, but also the challenges that they face. You know, I've seen plenty of studies that most job growth that we see in the country is driven by small businesses, and a lot of Black-owned and Latino-owned businesses leading in that. One of the challenges is mandates that come from Lansing, and you could tell a lot of those people in the legislature have never owned a business or signed the front of a check. Only the back of a check, from labor costs to mandates in terms of time off, paid leave, all those kinds of things. You talked about consistency because you need to plan over the long term, you know, what you have to do in order to make your business profitable. Is there any one policy that you would like to see in Lansing that would, you know, give businesses, I think, a little more freedom to do the things that they want to do, which is to get a return on the investment of what the products they sell to people in the city, in the state?
Yeah, well, Jason, I think you're hitting on something that we think is critically important. In fact, we even call it the essential economy. And, you know, across the country, there's 95 million skilled labor jobs that are out there. And what we see, regardless of the state that they're in, is that these are resources that are consistently underfunded, and they need help. And, you know, we view it as our job, not only during National Small Business Month, but every day of the year, to ensure that we're providing them the right tool for the right job. And, you know, our campaign with employee pricing is one way to do that. But we try to stay consistent with what they're telling us they need. You know, we know for small business who, you know, in our opinion, they are hit the most with, you know, when there are economic headwinds that are facing them. You know, what they need from us is consistent pricing, but they need tools to help them manage their business more efficiently, and which is why we're continuing to invest in more software solutions that can help inform their day-to-day business operations to find those efficiencies so that they can manage the day-to-day challenges that they face. And we feel we have a responsibility to not only help them, but during this promotion, we view it as an opportunity to say thank you for all that they've done for our country, and this is one way we look to pay that back.
And man, are we at a point where managing a vehicle fleet is as much about data and software as it is about engines and wheels?
Absolutely. But, you know, almost every day, you know, the technology is getting more and more advanced. And, you know, what small business especially tells us is they want to stay in front of where the issues are and proactively manage what issues that they might be facing. And, you know, we see it as our role to help give them the tools so that they can do that. We know for small business, or really any business of any kind, if their vehicle is down for any reason, that is lost revenue and lost opportunity. That affects the livelihoods of Americans and Michiganders more succinctly than anywhere. And you know, that trust that we've built over time through our brand is matters to Ford Pro. And another reason why, you know, this promotion for us to give that consistency in pricing and employee pricing is something we took very seriously. And again, our way to say thank you and stick with us.
You know, when we think about small businesses and the challenges that they're facing, online retailers have to be a huge impact. And, you know, I think for people that live in small communities with a nice main street with lots of businesses, the struggle to stay open. I mean, it's things as like hardware stores. I mean, how many independent hardware stores do you see anymore? I mean, all the retailers that sell products. What's it been like over the last few years to try to navigate with the convenience of online retailers that can now, as we were talking yesterday, use drones to drop off something that you ordered within a few hours of ordering it on the same day?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's the future. Today is happening. It's crazy what, you know, what advances are happening. But I think that's all the more reason why, you know, going back to tried and true business principles to help small business matter in these times. And, you know, we take very seriously, you know, the responsibility that we have to give back to the American worker. It starts with vehicle pricing, but it also, one of the things that we also take very seriously is, you know, the commitment that our dealers and our network has to ensure that they're managing, that they are going to prioritize the work that is needed. Now, if you're a small business owner, and you're facing, you know, whatever challenges you may face, and you touched on a few great ones. You know, what they need most is to know that however they rely on their business, and so many small businesses rely on Ford trucks and vans. In fact, more small businesses choose Ford trucks and vans than any other brand in the country. So they know that they've got to get their vehicle back, and that type of consistency and reliability is what is going to help them the most, and something that we're going to always take very, very seriously.
Matt Atkinson, Executive Director, North American Sales and Operations for Ford Pro. We appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk about those Pistons, how they just flopped yesterday, just gave it up yesterday, just gave up the ghost.
Against one of the biggest floppers, too, James Harden.
Exactly. We'll talk about that. Also get you an update on the water main break out in Oakland County. And we'll get some information on this hantavirus. It's in the news right now. What do we need to know, and what do we worry about here in Michigan? All that and more in 8 o'clock hour here on 760 WJR.